Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, some pretty good news for many people. I believe about 30,000 people in California where they could get PrEP, which is a pre-exposure prophylaxis for HIV in California. Governor Newsom has now allowed pharmacists to dispense it without a prescription. And he signed legislation just a couple days ago that I guess will, through Senate Bill 159, allow PrEP or PrEP and post-exposure prophylaxis PEP to be given without prescriptions. And we knew this was coming because getting to a doctor is hard. Getting to a medical provider is difficult. So if somebody, let's say, has sex with somebody who could have HIV, they need to get this medication in within 72 hours. And so I believe like Plan B for pregnancy to prevent a pregnancy, I believe a lot of pharmacists allow that. There's laws to allow pharmacists to dispense that without a prescription, because now that there hasn't been a lot of access to doctors and the average person has to wait months to get in, the pharmacists have now been given the flexibility to go ahead and give the prescription. So PrEP, your pre-exposure prophylaxis, is a once-daily pill. It's a combination of two medications, and it is it basically has these antivirals or these reverse transcriptionase, these medications that help prevent HIV from binding and replicating. And it's a combination that has shown to be very, very efficacious. True, there have been some cases of PrEP resistance, and there are some cases in the literature of some people who still ended up getting HIV despite being on PrEP. But for the most of the time, it seems to be very, very effective. So there's pros and cons to everything, okay? You know, the pros are, you know, people who are in relationships, you know, men who have sex with men and are at high risk of getting HIV, those in a relationship where the partner may not know if they have HIV or not, this offers some pretty significant protection. And as you know, HIV can kill because HIV is the virus responsible for making AIDS, acquired immunodeficiency syndrome, where you get the syndrome that you acquire, you're not born with, where you become immunodeficient, where you can't fight infections. And people with AIDS get infections that normal immunocompetent patients don't usually get, you don't really see. And so, unfortunately, people with AIDS can get certain cancers, can get certain pneumonias, certain diseases, you know, as well as, you know, diseases that, immunocompetent people can have in terms of like strep pneumonia, yeast infections, etc. But it's just there's double or triple whammies. And so we don't want people with HIV to go into AIDS. And a lot of people with HIV don't. So to prevent getting the HIV virus to begin with, we have this medication out there called PrEP. It's done phenomenal. Now, I was asked by one of my listeners a couple years back, why haven't more doctors written PrEP? Well, now we're going to start to go to the cons, okay? When I first heard about it, I didn't so much hear about it by other doctors. I heard about it from my patients because I had a pretty large homosexual male patient base. And they said, look, you know, I need you to write this for me because my doctor won't or I can't. And so I learned about it. And then I called my good friend who is an HIV specialist. And I said, look, you know, I want to do this right. You know, what labs do I need to do? And he said, before, you know, read the prescribing insert, but before anybody gets PrEP, you've got to check them for HIV because they cannot have HIV while they're on it. You got to check them for hepatitis. You got to check their liver level. And then you also have to check them 6 weeks, 3 months in, et cetera. And then every 3 months you do labs. So the majority of my patients are like, that's fine. That makes sense. Let's do it. Okay. We had some patients that said, no. Just give me a year's worth. You know, I heard you write it for me, and let me see it here. And I'm like, well, no, because I guess we have to watch the liver on it. All right? I guess we have to make sure that you weren't exposed before. You know, sometimes this could take 6 weeks for your HIV test to show positive. It takes 6 months. So I'm supposed to be checking you every 3 months. No. And so there was a little bit of back and forth. And so many doctors I spoke to, I said, look, do you write PrEP? A lot of them said no, because many of the patients don't want to come back for the repeated tests. And one site here says, I mean, there's a lot of tests. Before you even take PrEP, you're supposed to have your HIV done, your creatinine, your hepatitis B surface antigen, your hepatitis C. You're supposed to also have your other STDs checked. If you're a woman, you got to have your pregnancy test. And then 30 days after, you're supposed to have another follow-up. You're supposed to assess their side effects. Every 3 months, you redo their labs, STD screening, HIV, creatinine, etc. And then every 12 months, you need to check their hepatitis C as well as their HIV. So, I mean, it is a high-maintenance medication. So a study has just recently come out saying, you know, we really don't have to do the labs that judiciously. So I'm wondering if that's what kind of prompted Governor Newsom to say, you know what, it's okay, let's just let the pharmacists, you know, dispense it. But I am a little nervous because if there are such significant side effects that could occur and you're not supposed to take that medication while, you know, you could possibly be exposed, you know, does this put the average patient at risk? You know, another issue a lot of doctors had, I didn't because I trusted my patients, but a lot of issues, a big concern was, well, if somebody thinks this PrEP is going to protect them against HIV, they might not use condoms. Okay, well, the average patient or the average person who's taking it knows that they still have to use condoms. But, yes, there could be a false sense of security. There could be. And so I get that. So the pharmacist needs to remind people that might not have gotten the memo that you still have to use a condom because PrEP isn't 100%. And if you aren't using a condom, then you need to come in and get screened. So we believe a lot of these screening tests that were out there, one is so doctors and the pharmacists and the company wouldn't get sued, but the other is a lot of people might, you know, use it in lieu of a condom. And then if that's the case, you're having unprotected sex, and if you're having unprotected sex, you need to come in like a heterosexual would for STD testing. So it is going to be interesting. Like I said, there's a lot of pros and cons. You know, PrEP has been, you know, just earth-shattering in terms of, you know, HIV prevention and, you know, post-exposure has also been phenomenal in that respect. But these are not low-maintenance medications. These are high-maintenance medications, and you do need to be watched. You do need to have blood work. I really believe you should have your liver checked. You should be screened for hepatitis, HIV frequently. I think anybody in the population should be screened for that, especially those of us in healthcare.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Okay, well, here's another no-duh study. But they say if you vape, you may be more susceptible to getting the flu. Well, duh. I mean, we know that. That's kind of, yeah. But, you know, it is something that does need to be talked about, you know? I mean, unfortunately, when people are vaping and they don't really see the fear in it and, you know, they aren't really convinced that, you know, the vaping deaths are going to affect them, you know, sometimes you just kind of need to break it out and break it down, you know, in bite-sized pieces. So a Michigan doctor, Dr. Brandon Hooks, a pulmonary and critical care physician at Ascension Borges Hospital in Kalamazoo, told a local news station, vaping causes a change of events in your lungs. It's impairing your immunity and lung function to fight infectious bacteria. And we know that it does change the lungs after one use. So it could make you more susceptible to getting the flu. Now, obviously, we still need more research on the long-term effects of vaping. Right now, we've had over, I think, 19 deaths and thousands of cases of now vaping or lung injury. There was a study from 2018 that found the vapor from e-cigs impairs key immune cells in the lungs. Same study also found that the vapor increased the production of inflammatory chemicals. One of the latest studies out of Mayo Clinic made it look like a mustard gas sort of injury that happened to the lungs when you would vape. Others, we had a listener ask about heat and the heat burn that could happen. So, you know, if your lungs don't have their defenses because they're trying to deal with the repair of the vaping, then, you know, flu bug can come in and do what it needs to. And flu is deadly. So he said, the flu is a very serious thing, bottom line. I think we underestimate the flu a lot, but if your immune system is down, this could increase your chances of the flu turning into pneumonia. Now, the 2019-2020 flu season is now expected to be a bad one. And the reason why is they think our shot was a mismatch. And that's not good. If you're young, if you are like a baby, if you're elderly, if you're immunocompromised, this flu can be, unfortunately, very, very vicious. And we have a study out, that or a report that has just come out, saying many pregnant women, most pregnant women, aren't getting their shots. They say most pregnant women in the U.S. don't get flu and whooping cough vaccines, even though the shots are safe and recommended as part of routine prenatal care, according to the CDC. The report said the low rates of vaccination during pregnancy could put moms-to-be and newborns at greater risk of infection, put them at greater risk of hospitalization, and put them at greater risk of death. Two vaccinations, both of them, are killed vaccines, which means they are not going to give you the virus. And if you take them, and mom produces antibodies, those antibodies could then pass on to the fetus, and then the fetus could have protection after birth. Because remember, babies are too young to be vaccinated. Babies can't get the vaccine until they're 6 months old. And they can't get the nasal live vaccine until they're two. So if moms are about to give birth in December, they've got to get the flu shot now. This way, baby's going to be protected for flu season. But the fact that many women don't is interesting and it's worth talking about. The CDC surveyed about 2,100 women age 18 to 49 who were pregnant during August 18th and April 2019, and they found that 54% had reported getting a flu shot, and 55% said they got Tdap, which gives you your tetanus, diphtheria, and pertussis. But only 35% took both vaccines. And are obstetricians and midwives doing their job? Are they making the recommendations like they should? Are parents scared? Now, they say since 2010, up to 20 babies have died each year from whooping cough and pertussis. Well, pertussis and whooping cough. And so it's not a very simple illness. And the CDC recommends that all pregnant women get a flu vaccine. It doesn't matter what trimester. That the flu shot is safe during pregnancy. So what's going on? Well, they say the top reason for not getting the pertussis vaccine is most doctors are recommending flu, but they're not recommending them getting their pertussis and Tdap. And then the other reason why not getting vaccinated against the flu was that the belief that the vaccine wasn't effective. And then the next common reason was parents were kind of concerned for the infant. Even though both vaccines have a strong track record for proven safety, pregnant moms go, wait a second, but, you know, what about the additives? What about the, you know, do I really want to do this? So the CDC said that flu shot will lower a pregnant woman's risk of hospitalization by an average of 40%. Since 2010, women aged 15 to 44 who were hospitalized for flu, 24 to 34% of them were pregnant. So, we don't have a full trust of the vaccine. You know, I talk about this a lot because vaccines and the anti-vaccine movement and, you know, people vilifying those that wouldn't get the measles vaccine didn't seem to have the same passion for those not getting the flu vaccine. You know, nobody accuses somebody who's not getting a flu vaccine of an anti-vaxxer. And I just kind of find that interesting. And again, I'm pro-vaccine, and I recommend to every pregnant woman to get their flu shot and to get their tetanus, pertussis shot. But, you know, we do need to have a very open, honest discussion about this. If a pregnant woman does not want to get a shot while she's pregnant, she doesn't want anything injected into her body because she's worried about the baby, is she an anti-vaxxer? Should she be labeled as an anti-vaxxer? No, but a parent who doesn't want to give their child an MMR because they heard of some things, even if they were false, they're an anti-vaxxer. They're considered a whack job. And I have a problem with that because we will never be able to solve our vaccine issue and our vaccination crisis, and we do have a vaccination crisis, if we don't have a consistent message. Now, when a pregnant woman tells me, please don't stick anything in my body, I'm really worried about the baby, you know, I don't make fun of her. I don't accuse her of being anti-vaccine. You know, she's doing what most animals would do. If you go up to a pregnant bear, if you go up to a pregnant elephant or a pregnant cat, they're going to be like, meow, like, get away from me. And they do. They're like, get away. And that's their natural instinct. You know, nowadays we manage pregnancy very differently because we have such a good rate of protecting babies. And thank God my doctor was all up in my uterus, you know, making sure that my pregnancies went well. Because if I had given birth in caveman days, I probably would have lost both kids. So thank God, you know, I had an OB who was on top of things. But we do a lot with the average pregnant woman. We are, you know, all right, let's do this blood test. Let's do this amniocentesis. Let's do this shot. Let's do this shot. Let's do this. Let's do this. Let's give, you know, and we kind of do a lot. Now, luckily, we only do things that hopefully don't hurt. But a lot of pregnant moms, if they're like, look, okay, I'm fine. Leave me alone. They're not going to really actively want something injected into their body. And, you know, this article made it very, very, you know, clear and spelled out. Look, your baby won't have antibodies to the flu. You know, we have nastier flu bugs out there than we used to. And if you want your baby protected against the flu, this is the only way to do it. Now, in the olden days, you have to rely on breast milk and the antibodies that mom had with breast milk. But, you know, we did have, you know, the reason why life expectancy was lower in the olden days, it wasn't so much that 40-year-olds would drop dead all the time. People lived older. People lived, I mean, look at Colonel Sanders. I mean, Colonel Sanders lived till he was 80. Okay, people had longevity. But they, actually, he died in 1980, so he lived till he was 90, Colonel Sanders, because he was born in 1890. So it's because life expectancy dropped because you had more childhood deaths. Well, now that we have vaccines, we've prevented a lot of childhood deaths. So every time a child dies, it brings down the life expectancy of the average American. So, you know, these are some of the things you got to explain to pregnant women. And that the best thing they could do for the baby is allow the shot. But you have a lot of people fearing things, you know. I mean, I'm doing a study with some medical students on some of the misinformation on the internet. And boy, was there a lot of misinformation. There was a lot. But I also understand that, you know, there are rare side effects. And moms don't want to be the one that gave their kid, you know, a rare side effect. So I get that. But it's going to take education and it's going to take trust. People don't trust the government. The CDC says something. I trust that. But to a lot of people, that means nothing to them. So, you know, it's all about getting protected, guys. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Reports of casualties after Turkey's new military operation was launched in northern Syria against the Kurds. The Trump administration is receiving backlash after President Trump made the decision to withdraw U.S. troops from northern Syria. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo explains that decision on PBS.
On Sunday night, it became very clear that there were American soldiers that were going to be at risk, and the president made a decision to put them in a place where they were out of harm's way.
ICE Acting Director Matt Albans is criticizing what he calls bad immigration laws.
U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement's ability to enforce immigration law has again fallen victim to judicial overreach.
Surrounded by several sheriffs at the White House on Thursday, Albans noted that ICE does not make the laws, and he calls on Congress to modernize immigration laws. And President Trump is holding a campaign-style rally in Minneapolis on Thursday night. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on Dr. Dolly. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, as you guys know, I now primarily when I do medicine is through telemedicine. So I don't have an office. I don't see patients in person. I work for a company where I see patients online. Fantastic company. I think it's a fantastic service. And one of the reasons why I was so excited about going back into medicine, you know, I'm very, very busy. You know, I don't, you know, between my media career and the books and family and, you know, marketing and you know, being a medical director and doing all sorts of stuff that I'm doing, I didn't really have time to start seeing patients again. But telemedicine offered me an opportunity where if I had a few minutes here and a few minutes there, I could go online, see a patient, help. And so sometimes I'll be online for an hour or two, sometimes only for a few minutes, and however long the patient needs, and then it's great. I could take another patient, or I could close down and do some of the other work I have to do. But another big draw to doing telemedicine is I thought it was going to be happier medicine. I was like, since I'm not going to be taking care of, you know, people that are chronic, I'm not going to be having to tell them news that they have cancer, I'm not going to have to, you know, give them 6 months to live, you know, it's going to be a very more light and, you know, fluffy sort of relationship I have with a patient. Now, I like the deep, I do meet some, you know, miss some of the deep relationships I had with patients, but, you know, it was going to not be as heavy a day, and I wasn't going to come home just weathered and worn out and just completely sucked dry of my soul from, you know, all the sort of conversations I'd have to have with people. Well, I'm wrong. Telemedicine has introduced me to this opioid crisis in ways that I never expected. And I am on the phone with people who are frantic. I mean, I don't know how 911 operators do it because they're dealing with life and death all the time. But I have people calling, and it is almost every day where my doctor's gone. My doctor's just gone. The answering machine says doctor is gone. You can leave a message, but there's a good chance he won't get it. Where's my doctor? I need my medications. And I had one patient today who actually had a significant pain issue, was actually supposed to have a procedure, and the doctor's gone. Then the message says doctor won't be back till next week, and the procedure's supposed to happen later this week. And she's freaking out. And I said, well, you know, can you go to an urgent care to get your medications? You know, because going through a withdrawal of these medications is pretty bad. In fact, some of them even so bad, some of them contemplate suicide. She's like, urgent cares won't give me the medications I need. It was my doctor who did. And a reliance on a doctor who then no longer exists or is just gone or closed down puts people in a state of panic, and they're really screwed. Nobody's talking about this crisis. We have a crisis now of doctors closing up shop and just being gone. Now, when I closed up shop, we had another doctor come right in the next day. All the staff was still there. The staff had their jobs with the new doctor. All the charts were there. So if I left, another doctor would come right in. And, in fact, had a much more open schedule than I did. And, boom, they would be able to see that new doctor. So it was a very easy transition. But the average doctor doesn't have that luxury. There's rent to pay. And so it's sounding like people are just closing up. Now, the other thing that kind of surprises me is when I got into practice, you had to have an after-hours access. Now, I don't think it was a law at the time. I believe now for like FQHCs, you know, for federally funded healthcare centers, you do have to have after-hour calls. But we had to, you know, put in great expense to, one, have an answering service, and they charged, and two, for me or any of the providers to be available for people to call after hours. And it was, it got so bad with people calling after hours that we did have to make some changes with our after-hour calls. We still had an answering service. We still paid for the answering service. We still paid for, you know, access, and I still took some calls. But we had to limit it and say, look, you know what? We just can't do after-hour medicine. If it's an emergency, you got to go to the ER. All right? Or you got to wait till we open. You know, but if, you know, there's these criteria, you can leave a message with the answering service. And the reason why we had to do that is we had people calling in. I told you about that one call where somebody called in saying they had chest pain. And I'm like, okay, you've got to go to the ER. It was like 2 in the morning. And then she said, well, let me just take my nitroglycerin and I'll call you back. So she did that. Meanwhile, I want to go to bed, and she woke up again. I still have chest pain. I go to the ER. I don't know if your nitroglycerin can handle it. Go to the ER. Now take another nitro. And this happened throughout the night. And then the next morning, the husband came in going, why didn't you send my wife to the hospital? She could have had a heart attack. I said, I did. I told her three times to go to the hospital. He said, no, you didn't. She said that you said she could just take her nitroglycerin. Now, thank God she didn't have a heart attack and she was fine. But I realized that I have no witness to protect me from a lawsuit at 2 or 3 in the morning during these phone calls. So I needed my answering service to be my witness. And so the answering service would tell everybody, you've got to go to the ER with those symptoms. Just go to the ER. This way we had some proof that we did tell them to go to the ER because I told her to, but she lied to her husband and said I didn't. So that's when we changed our after-hour call policy, but we still had an after-hour call. Now I'm hearing that most doctors, there's no after-hours. When that office closes, it's done. Now, in the doctor's defense, I mean, I wish I could have done that too. Where when you leave, you get to spend time with your family. You know, where is it written that a doctor has to 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, have to be at the beck and call of patients? Where is it written? You know, and so when a, you know, doctor these days say, look, you know, I want to at 5 p.m. just go home to my family. They have a right to do that, and you need them refreshed. That was my biggest problem with call. If I was up all night with a patient, I was no good to anybody the next day. I was tired. So you do have to set your limits. But then that's why you have call. That's why you have people alternating. You have people taking call. And, you know, there's supposed to be a system in place. But that's not what I'm hearing. So patients are calling in. And to telemedicine, and I'm like, okay, well, did you call your pediatrician? Because that's a high fever, and since I can't evaluate the child, I'm probably going to have to send your child to the ER. They go, no, my pediatrician has no after hours. And it's probably because parents were calling all night long about their kids with a fever, and the pediatricians just couldn't function anymore. I don't know. So medicine is changing. But back to the idea of doctors are abandoning or abruptly ending opioid treatment for pain patients, federal health officials now are warning doctors to not do that. The U.S. Department of Health Human Services guidelines released on Thursday states opioids should not be tapered rapidly or discontinued suddenly due to the risks of significant opioid withdrawal. Well, what does the HHS think is going to happen when all these state boards now fine you or threaten you'll lose your license if you don't follow all the new opioid laws? So I'm getting calls on telemedicine, even though they know they can't get narcotics on telemedicine. And they're calling telemedicine going, my doctor just won't prescribe anymore, or my doctor's gone. So there's abandonment going on all over the place. And I don't think I've written a narcotic now in years. One is because I haven't been in a situation where I've taken care of patients or been on a platform that would do that. But, you know, I saw thousands of patients a year. So if I don't prescribe them anymore, I could just imagine how many other doctors don't prescribe them anymore. So, you know, we have a new crisis on our hands. We always do. It's always one crisis versus another. And the new crisis is patients being abandoned, either by the doctor closing up and leaving, or by their doctor just not prescribing those medications anymore. And patients are scared. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Perkins from Songs and Stories for Soldiers with your Veterans Tip of the Day. Have you noticed that interest rates on home loans have dropped at least 1% in the last 6 months? Did you miss the opportunity to refi your home mortgage the last time interest rates were heading lower? Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Get focused and know the facts of your existing mortgage. So go to the safe or the shoebox, wherever you have important papers, and look through it and find your mortgage. Next, look through it and find out these three things. When did you take out the loan? The year. How much did you borrow? The amount. And what is the interest rate? Percentage. Write this down on a sticky and put it on the fridge and start looking at bankrate.com for mortgage interest rate. If the new rate is 1% or more lower than the rate on the fridge, start looking at a refi. Remember, a refi puts money in your pocket. This has been Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Back in the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, have you heard that a lot of cities are contemplating bans on new fast food restaurants or those with drive-through windows. Apparently, Minneapolis is the latest city to pass an ordinance banning the construction of new drive-through windows in fast food joints. Similar legislation has also happened in Creve Coeur, Missouri, Long Beach, California, and Fairhaven, New Jersey. Now, there are a lot of bans on curbing emissions, reducing litter, improving pedestrian safety, enhancing walkability. But in Minneapolis, specifically, City Council President Lisa, I think that's her last name, Lisa? Lisa Bender. Lisa Bender notes that the ordinance fits in with Minneapolis 2040, a plan for growth and development that includes achieving an 80% reduction in greenhouse gas emissions by 2050. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but Minneapolis gets cold. It gets really cold in Minneapolis. And don't Minneapolisans want to stay in their warm car when they order food and not have to park, risk slipping in the ice, going out into the cold, going into a restaurant where there could be tons of people with flu, getting the meal, going back into the car, almost slipping on the ice, getting back into the car, having to heat it up again. I mean, when I go through drive-through, I go through drive-through because of a safety issue. I don't want to be, you know, we've had cops, you know, shot at pizza places and things like that. I don't want to get out of my car and be in a place where somebody can, you know, shoot and hold up or whatever. It's a little safer to just stay in the car, go through the drive-thru window, and then keep driving. You're in your car. I love drive-thru. I don't do drive-thru because I'm too lazy to get out and walk. I work out every day. I do it because of safety. Or where I live, it's just too damn hot to shut off the car. Also, that's another thing, too. Once you're in your car's not going to die. You know, shutting off your car and then trying to turn it back on again, that's when things happen. So if your car is working and you're on your way home, why stop it? But I guess not everybody is on board with that. So there's legislation now to slow down stores from opening up fast food windows. They think it's an opportunity to create healthier food environments and curb obesity. I think it's just an attack on fast food restaurants. In a study analyzing drive-through bans in 27 Canadian cities, researchers noted that health promotion and chronic disease prevention are public health gains from the implementation of fast food drive-through service bylaws. They say in South Los Angeles, an estimated 45% of the 900 restaurants in the area serve fast food, and almost 37% of adults and 30% of children were obese. And I get obesity is, you know, stemmed from not eating home-cooked vegetables and fish and all that, is being able to grab a burger. I get that. But drive-through windows are a huge marketing plus for these companies, and they're a huge plus for us consumers that don't want to get out in the cold, get out in the heat, or get out of our car and be unsafe. 2008 regulation that prohibited opening and expanding standalone fast food restaurants and drive-through windows in South Los Angeles was aimed at curbing that health epidemic. No, it wasn't. People are now going to attack fast food joints. And I don't know how much more attacks fast food joints can have. And again, I'm not here to defend the fast food industry, okay? I'm sure that they have issues they need to fix and, you know. But I don't like things being unfair. And fast food is getting hit really hard with the minimum wage hikes in their cities. They're also going to be hit hard of not being able to advertise or utilize fast food windows. What do you think these fast food joints are going to do? They're going to close down. And people are going to be like, yay, hoo-hoo, yay. All right, now we'll all get skinnier. Well, not entirely. If somebody wants fast food, if somebody doesn't want to cook, and they want to eat a 99-cent burger, they are going to find that 99-cent burger. You know what's interesting? We have outlet stores about 40 miles outside of Las Vegas. And the sales are pretty good. The prices are pretty good. I don't go out there to go shopping. It's just too far. You know, I'll buy on Walmart or whatever if I have to, Amazon. But there are people that will do the 40-mile drive and then 40 miles back, so it's a drive 80 miles, to get those sales. They will make the drive to save the money. And it's kind of significant, you know, like getting a Coach purse or whatever, half off. They'll make the drive. So same thing with the 99-cent burger. If you get rid of a location, then, people are going to make the drive to find that new location. So you're not going to curb obesity. People are becoming more obese, not just because of health food, but because they quit smoking. And because they're on the computer all day, or because at work, they're not walking. You know, when you had to send a memo or a letter or information from one department to another, you had to get up and go. Or you had mail people, you know, people in the mail room that would, you know, basically send the letters and, you know, I mean, you would have inner office mail. Okay, now we'll just send an email. So you were at your desk sending emails or receiving emails, sending emails. You know, when you talk to somebody, you can do it on the phone, on your computer. Nobody's getting up and moving. That's why we have an obesity issue. We also have an obesity issue because, you know, we're putting all sorts of crap in our food. So according to this new report, The City Planner's Guide to the Obesity Epidemic, Zoning and Fast Food, researchers support the idea that zoning could help protect residents from high-calorie, high-fat foods, calling drive-through bans a logical and compelling justification for the regulation of fast food outlets by zoning laws to protect the public's health from the devastating obesity epidemic. Okay, well, then if I was a fast food restaurant, then I would do like we used to do in the 50s. Bob's Big Boy used to do this in the 70s also, where they would have people come out to your car. You know, they come out on roller skates. Now, that stinks for the workers because that means they would have to go out in the cold and all that. But, then I think those places are going to pop up where somebody goes to your car. Or, you know, what's going to happen is Uber Eats and Grubhub and DoorDash. People do not want to go out in public and get shot at. People do not want to get the flu. That's why drive-thrus are so brilliant. Do you know that there are drive-thru grocery stores? In fact, one of my friends, may he rest in peace, he wanted to do that with me where we opened up a bunch of drive-thru grocery stores in New York where people didn't have to go into the store. People could drive up, more like not in Manhattan, but, you know, in Long Island and more in the suburbs, where you could drive up, get your milk, your butter, your bread, your staples, pay, and leave. Then you didn't have to get out in the cold. It just makes sense. Now, interesting. Roland Sturm, senior economist at RAND, a nonprofit research firm, calls the notion ridiculous. They said potential proposals of the bans often tout health benefits, but there's no evidence. They said obesity rates went up in Southern California after they banned standalone fast food restaurants and drive-through windows. That's according to research published in the journal Social Science and Medicine. Sturm is the lead author, and he notes that the rates of overweight and obesity did still continue to climb. So we need to be careful not to overstate what these bans can do. So, yeah, you know, so I think we need to kind of lay off all these extra rules on fast food because they hire a lot of people, and we still need them in this economy. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
You're gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back. permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Join speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach, and get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.